Hugh McKnight, Cameron, Texas. Any questions? Challenger question today, June 14th. Take the words Oregon and Maine, drop one letter, rearrange them to form a six-letter word and four-letter word describing a place on a ship where you can find many machines. The answer is engine room.
Hi, this is Holly Lynn Scott from Lenox, Massachusetts. I've heard two WAMC reports concerning the Springfield, Massachusetts Police Department seizing and possibly destroying off-road vehicles and dirt bikes that belong to riders who operate them dangerously and without proper registration and licensing. Certainly, operators who created danger need to be cited and prosecuted for their offenses. However, if a dirt bike, off-road ATV, or a snowmobile has been legally and permanently seized, it's an appalling waste, both economically and ecologically, to simply crush and destroy it. These vehicles in safe operating condition could be very useful aids for police and emergency teams, searches and rescues. They could be used for wildlife and game wardens' duties or for maintenance and safety in town, state, and national parks. It's terribly wrong for any governing group to authorize a budget to pay for the destruction and disposal of these often costly vehicles when they could be donated for very productive town, state, or national uses. Thank you.
Yes, my name is June Barker from Round Lake, New York. Alan is talking to the governor right now, and I'd like to know why the governor is ignoring the 1,100 people from St. Clair's pensioners, and he's ignoring us. Everybody's heard it on the news, so we just want to know what's going on with Governor Cuomo. Thank you.
Hi, Charles Stevenson here, Amherst, Massachusetts. You know, I normally take David Gustina's advice and try to say something nice when I call this comment line. However, I cannot abide Freakonomics Radio. I don't know where the name came from, but the program should be ripped right off the air twice a week. Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm Johanna Fallert from Poughkeepsie, New York. I listen to WAMC all the time from my Amazon Echo. I would like the reports that are given to repeat the subject somewhere midway or at the end of the report, because you know that when you listen, something catches your ear that you may not have attentively heard at the beginning of a report.
First name is Stuart Ballinger, City of Poughkeepsie. Due to a little bit of a problem with my computer, I'm not on the email. Probably won't be until sometime in July with my new computer. So I thought I'd mention that. Also, I'm enjoying listening to the roundtable, especially the town discussion. Keep the good work going.